Nothing heard. Are there any more comments? Does anybody else have any other suggestions they'd like to share before we close our net?
This is 709.
709, Carol, go ahead.
Years ago, when I was in search and rescue, we were searching for a person that was missing in the wintertime, and we did find them, but they were almost not here, and the only way we could save their life was to put another, get undressed yourself, and you wrap your body around that person, skin to skin, and that was the only thing that brought it back.
Wow, that's pretty intense. It sounds like you've seen a lot of that, and you've offered a lot of suggestions, Carol. Is there anything else?
Well, one thing, when you're out there and you have to camp out there in the snow and it's freezing, one big mistake I made was I left my canteen outside our lean-to that we made. And we kept warm inside, but the canteen froze with my water in it. And so I had to use, the only way I could warm it up was to, well, I don't remember exactly how I warmed it up, but they had to get snow and pack in the and make our own water with the campfire. And I never will forget that. You don't leave it outside.
Copy that. Yeah, that makes total sense to me. In a canteen, it would freeze, but it wouldn't explode like it would like in a plastic or like even some of the water containers you have today. Are there any other comments? Thank you for that, Carol. Are there any other comments or suggestions?
Well, learn how to make igloos and lean-tos with using cut branches and whatnot. And it teaches you a lot. Teaches you how to survive. It had to do that without food, without water, we brought water in. But it teaches you how to snare animals and everything in the snow.
Copy that. Well, it sounds like you've already learned a lot of the means for survival. So thank you for sharing all of that information with us, Carol. Are there any other comments or suggestions?